Tonight was surprisingly interesting. The last thing I expected from a human was to approach me. To say I was somewhat shocked is a bit of an understatement. I probably would have pounced on you when I recovered from the first shock. But you wanted to go on a date with me. I was about to go out and claim you like any normal hellhound. You did deliver yourself to my address, and were just standing at the door nervously. I honestly thought that a dinner date would be boring. But considering I haven't seen a man out here before you, I was willing to do anything. I could have raped you then and there, but it didn't feel right. I never thought I would say this, but I'm glad I didn't rape you. At first, I thought a human date would be boring, which it would have been if anyone else was in your place. I'm not stupid, human. I know your type, and quite frankly, I'm willing to wager who dominates who on the amount of times you've been in that bar before being over 3. I know what you think Hellhound are like, which is why I'm still surprised that you would actively seek one out in a state where monster-on-human rape is legal. You strike me as submissive, but not submissive to the point of wanting to be violated until they lose consciousness. Don't look embarrassed, honey. I understand a human like you looking for monsters to dominate you. Your build is above average for males. The chances of finding a human female who is both taller, stronger, and more dominant than you, they're low. How many times did you have to rehearse before walking up to my house? 4 times? I'm flattered. But I must ask, how did you find me? Your best friend was claimed by a werewolf who was more than happy to find a wife for you. By any chance, is it the werewolf who works in the building that I'm a security guard at? Yeah, I saw you. I could almost smell how nervous you were. I have to thank that werewolf the next time I see her. The only thing she did wrong was not send you to my door tied up in ribbons and a bow. But there is one thing I don't understand. There are so many monsters in this city that would jump at the opportunity to violate a willing boy like you. So, why a hellhound? Don't flatter me. If you were just turned on by the size, you would look for an arachne or an oni. You've just stuttered through every single aspect of most dominant monsters. How about this? I guess right, and I get to tease you while I talk about my favorite parts of the night. It's my fur. I bet you love the idea of being completely dominated and being smothered by both my normal skin and my fluffy fur. I bet you're the kind of pervert who likes being cuddled at night by being completely surrounded by my warm body and warmer fur. Two similar, yet different sensations. I think I'm beginning to understand. A kobold is too submissive. A catgirl is too vanilla. And your best friend was already claimed by a werewolf. That look on your face. I don't even need to smell you to know I'm right. But just for fun, you started to sweat slightly. I bet you didn't even realize it. Well, a deal's a deal. Come here, darling. Sit. Good boy. Being at the bar with you is a memory I will not soon forget. The look on your face when one of the regulars tried to hit on me was adorable. Hey, she's with me. Yeah, I'm removing your clothes. What did you expect to happen after sitting on a hellhound's lap? Now, I'm going to use my claws to gently scratch your skin. Just a slow, gentle series of movements to get some moans and goosebumps out of you. There. Now, where was I? Oh yes, the regulars. I figured that you didn't do any research on the bar before bringing me there, so I decided to pull in a favor from a friend in order to make sure you didn't drink too much and get into trouble. I knew you were doing anything you could do to impress me, and while I think most of your attempts were humorous, I still didn't want to see you get hurt. I might be a hellhound, but I will still pull you behind me at the sign of harm. In my eyes, you were my husband the second you asked me out. When one of those assholes approached you and began harassing me, I began to wonder if I should have let you drink at all. I'm not going to make fun of what you said to that bastard. Even I had to do a double take to make sure it came from you. He had something in his pocket, and I was terrified that it was something dangerous. I put down my drink and forced his hand out of his pocket. I smelled metal that wasn't from the demon realm as the pocket knife hit the ground. Any non-demon realm weapon is illegal, since a demon realm weapon is capable of bringing anyone down, despite the size or armor. I shouted at the man and I knew my eyes were blazing. I remember laughing as he ran off. The look in your eyes afterwards was just full of sadness and fear. Good boys like you don't belong in places like that. To me, there's nothing more romantic than holding my husband close and giving death glares at people who wish to hurt him. Oh, you seem surprised that I moved my hands into your pants. Just want to see what I'm working with. You worried about your size? Darling, you have a good size. And besides, as you and I slowly share demonic energy, you would change to fit my desires as I would change to fit yours. Well, you probably wouldn't change that much down there, since I'm basically lust incarnate according to society. A cock is a cock, and yours is all mine, darling. Maybe I'll grow a few inches taller and get more muscle. Or perhaps your love for my fur will cause only my fur to change. It will take some time before enough energy is accumulated, and even then the changes would be so subtle we wouldn't even notice. But the first thing I'm looking into is making you an incubus. You're probably thinking that I only want to do that so you'll last longer in bed, but I can assure you, there is another incubus perk that I'm more focused on. As a hellhound, I'm technically demonic. I don't age. The first birthday I can remember was my great-great-great times a few hundred grandmother saying that she already had a man. I was 7. I, for one, am glad things changed. Do me a favor and shift your weight slightly so I can get your pants off. I'm going to start jerking you off, but I don't want you to come until I'm riding you. Will you be a good boy for me? Good. Do you want to hear a secret? Incest is not only allowed among monsters, but sometimes encouraged. Now, a hellhound doesn't share her husband. But if we have twins or more, you might want to be wary before entering a room after not seeing them for a while. Just because it isn't allowed doesn't mean they won't try. My childhood friend was a dark elf. Guess how I learned that she practiced with her mother on her father. You're getting a lot harder. Do you really get turned on by the thought of monster incest? You pervert. You're going to fit in well with the rest of my family. I've been to 3 hellhound weddings, and most of them ended in a massive orgy with the new husband being worried about the younger hellhound seeing. To which the older males would laugh at the fact they had all said the same thing at one point or another. That's the only time where I won't have to punish another hellhound for milking your cock. I love my family, but I want to train you a bit first before actually introducing you to them. You're twitching so much. I'm surprised you haven't come yet. Your legs are shaking, and your balls are so tight. Let's change positions so you don't pop. Lie down. Good boy. Close your eyes. I don't know what turns me on more. The fact that you follow my commands so quickly, or the fact that you have no idea where I am right now. You can hear my voice, but you can't see me. Were you expecting to be touched on your side? I doubt it. That moan you just let out made me so wet. All right. Enough playing around. Feel as though I gently put something around your neck. I'm connecting the two sides. Tell me if it's tight. It's perfect. I'm glad. All right. Open your eyes. The look you just made makes me so happy. The way you look at my naked form with a mixture of fear and arousal as you notice the lack of freedom that collar gives you. Just stay still and allow me to take care of you. And now, to give you the best pleasure you will ever receive. Oh, your cock feels amazing, darling. Oh, it's like my cunt is molding around your cock. Let's give your mouth something to do. Suck on my tits. That's it. Good boy. Now use your free hands to stroke my fur and tail. Oh, you take orders really well, darling. I'm impressed. May not take that long to train you after all. Oh, you're trying so hard to hold it in. Oh, you're squirming so much under me. Oh, let me finish you off. Oh, that's it. Oh, tremble, come for me. You're so close. Oh, I can almost feel your warm load going up your shaft. Oh, fuck. I'm about to come as well. Let's celebrate our marriage by coming together. Yes. 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 Get off of you so I can wrap you up in my arms. Oh, so much just came out of me. Did I do that? You look tired, darling. I guess it's been a long day for you. I can imagine it's weird waking up single and falling asleep in the arms of your hellhound wife. Just put your head against my breast. There. You're so cute, darling. He's asleep. So cute. I won't let anything hurt my good boy. We're just gonna sleep like this. Every night. I want to start sleeping earlier, just to feel like this sooner. I don't want to ever be apart from you. My heart is pounding so hard. I just want to squeeze you tightly. I'll see you in